Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another day of boasting, shining in the cross. Because thank you, Father God, you have loved us from the very beginning and sent your Son. Thank you, Jesus, for coming. And I thank you that you dying on the cross was all a result of what you knew in your heart, because you've been there from the very beginning. So you know the intentions of God, and you know our potential. And then every step you took on this earth prepared you to understand us and to receive answers from above to overcome. So I thank you, Lord, as we boast in the cross, we boast in knowing you and being in tune with your will, your portion for our lives, in Jesus' name. So thank you for this powerful portion of word, this portion of scripture, God breathed. Thank you, Lord. Bless it to us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Galatians 6, verse 14 to 16. For my part, I am going to boast about nothing but the cross of our Master Jesus Christ. Because of that cross, I have been crucified in relation to the world, set free from the stifling atmosphere of pleasing others and fitting into a little pattern that they dictate. Can't you see the central issue in all this? It is not what you and I do, submit to circumcision, reject circumcision. It's what God is doing, and He is creating something totally new, a free life. All who walk by this standard are the true Israel of God, His chosen people. Peace and mercy on them.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, he says, all who walk by this standard are the true Israel of God. You see, the heart of God is portrayed through His beloved children. We are beloved children because we've turned to the living God. We've looked to the Lord. We are not antichrist. We are for Christ because His sacrifice, His love has touched our hearts. It stirred our hearts. And it stays stirring our hearts because He's been given to us now so that we can be new creations. And these new creations is beholding all that is new. We have been a part of this world where we believe we know we can do it our way, my way, and your way. But praise God, now that we're born again, we know it's God's way. And that God's way is the best for us, the best for our family, the best for every person on this earth and everything on this earth. Because God made it and He knows the very best. And He's got the, not just knows, He's got the best intentions. And we know He's bringing about that best intentions. So that's a big reality. We look to a God that knows all things, made all things, and He's restoring and bringing all things back. And that's the grace of God, the divine influence that is in His heart. And so all that counts is that we are new creations, tapped into the Lord, and we partaking of His mercies every day, every hour, every minute, and we walking in step, we staying in tune. And so, Lord, we just thank you. Our lives have been committed to you, and we know you got the best intention, Lord. And thank you for the peace and the love that follows this. Mercy, love in action. So thank you for the peace and mercy in Jesus' name, this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.